to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I have a great guest on next over from the other side of the pond, way over, and I would like to welcome to the show Maud from Sanguine Glacialis, and I screwed it up.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. Hey there.
So, listeners, so you know what I meant, I was like practicing before I got on so I wouldn't butcher it. And I did anyway, because, you know, like sometimes you're not thinking. So I'm going to try it one more time. It's Sanguine Glacialis.
Exactly.
Nice. There you go. So, and here you are, Maud.
Yes.
I have to tell you, there's a couple cool things about this interview. First of all, your newest video premiere for, do you pronounce it Kraken?
Almost, we say Kraken.
Okay, so we had a festival here in Florida that I did press coverage for in 2019 before the world just blew up, and it was Kraken Fest.
That's nice.
Was the name of it, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a lot of things have the name Kraken, but we just, I mean, I wrote the song with that creature in mind, and I think it turns out great, and people know what it is, so it's pretty cool to have a song that's named Kraken. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Kraken, I know what that beast is. What that beast is. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Exactly. And so it's something universal that everybody knows, you know, if they're in the know, for sure. And I was watching that video, and I gotta tell you, man, was I, like, not only did I love it, but I was impressed.
And, thank you.
And the reason I say that is because I'm an old school metalhead, okay? And so, you know, I say this a lot. Back in the day, you had metal bands and they all had their own unique sound. And we didn't have all these like sub-micro genres that are so specific that everybody within that sub-micro genre sounds exactly the same. And you guys were like the most unique sound I have heard in quite a while, which is a huge compliment. And your fusion of different genres that aren't even in metal is amazing. I love it. So maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, first and for all. That's very appreciated. It's a little bit what we're aiming for. When we started, we were a bunch of music students. We studied music, classical, jazz mostly. Today we still are music students. We still study classical and jazz mostly, so it was very natural for us to incorporate that style in our metal. And even in metal, we listen to a bunch of different styles. We like everything and anything, so it was natural for us to write music that incorporates a little bit of everything. That's what we like about it. That's what I like about this band, is that I can write pretty much anything and it fits. I mean, that's amazing for creativity. It's awesome. So yes, that's pretty much what we were aiming for. We were going for a swing jazzy song, and I think it turned out great.
That's absolutely amazing. And one of the things I really love about it, as somebody that also studied music, is most people don't realize that metal is a derivative of classical music. So it's just a natural fit together.
Absolutely. For me, actually, metal brought me to classical music. It was the other way around.
Wow.
When I was younger, I really loved metal. I loved orchestrations, piano. And when my teacher showed me one of the songs that I loved and I didn't know the composer, and he showed me it was Rachmaninoff Prelude in C sharp minor. I loved it so much, and I discovered, oh, okay, that's classical music. I love it. So I started studying classical music from that on. And I still do it to this day. I still play classical music, and I still love it. Listen to classical music, and I love it. And it's a big influence in my composing.
Yeah, you know, because one thing I think classical and metal have in common, too, is that you kind of get lost in the music. It, like, takes you on an adventure, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. I mean, classical music is so vast. There are so many different subgenres as well. And metal is just another way of going through music and going pretty much everywhere you can go. And you can find metal music for anybody the same way you can find classical music for anybody. So it's just a very vast genre of music. You can go pretty much anywhere there.
Absolutely. And you know, then bringing the jazz into play, to me, just does something that I don't think most any other metal band has done, combining those three in one. And I love it, too, because, again, jazz is another great type of music that, you know, you just get lost in.
Yeah, another type of music that is very, very vast. There are so many different subgenres as well. Indeed, I think there's a lot of bands that mix classical and metal, a lot of bands that mix jazz and metal, but not that many that mix classical, jazz, and metal. And I was a classically trained. That's my style. I mostly played classical music, but the guys in the band played more jazz. So for us, it's really interesting to work with that and just work with the different influences of everybody. And that's why we have the songs that we have. We just mix everything. We don't care what it is. We don't care where it comes from. If it sounds good, it's in the song. That's it.
I love it.
So.
Love it, love it. And you know, I have to say that it brought me back, like OG music. Like, for instance, the first thing I thought of when I started watching the video was Battery by Metallica, or also, like, Fast as a Shark by Accept, because, like, those old metal songs always had that beginning to it that kind of tricked you.
yeah.
And you're like, see, and it's very brave to do that nowadays, because the attention span of listeners nowadays is, you're lucky if they get past that initial part, like, you know, with the track mentality. But back then it was like you were waiting for it. You heard this, but you knew there was something up and you were just waiting to get knocked on your butt. And that's exactly what happened in your song.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's why we waited so long to make a video for this song. It's because it's true. Attention span of people is very short. And usually you're lucky if they listen to the entire song the first time.
Yeah.
So you try to go with the most consistent song, if I can say it like that. The one that will, you know, right from the few first riffs, people will catch on. And Kraken is not exactly like this. There's a slow beginning, and then eventually there's the song starts, and later on there's a breakdown and everything. But you have to listen to the actual song in its entirety to fully understand it, I think. We did not start with this song because we were afraid that people would not stay for it. That's why we did a music video for our song Monsters instead. But we're very happy. That's why actually our bassist Mark did the whole video for Kraken. So he had this plan in his head. He had this scenario that he really wanted to do. That's why it took us a very long time to do the clip. But we're so happy that we did it, because it really turned out great and he did an amazing job on it.
Yeah, it definitely was amazing, for sure. And there's, like, what I love about it, you know, the old days you did get into a whole song, even a whole album, actually. And there, you had in your song so many layers. And mm-hmm. and that's what makes a great, great song. You know, it's funny. I remember one of my music classes way back, they said the key to writing a hit song is to appeal to all three different types of people, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. And a lot of that happens from stages. And the example of the song that represents that the most that was given to me back then was Stairway to Heaven. Because, you know, it starts off one way and then midway through it goes a little deeper and then it changes at the end and it hits all three people. It hits the auditory, the visual, and the kinesthetic. And I think that's exactly what Kraken does, because you go from that introduction, which is kind of jazzy to it, and then it goes mm-hmm. into metal, but more of a, you know, melodic, rocky metal. And then and your voice was absolutely amazing. And then the brutality of your voice came out, which then I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that. That's what I like about Sanguine Glacialis, is that we do everything and anything. So we can do pretty much any style. That's what I like. And but these days, like you said, it's hard to find people that will actually take the time to listen to it all, because we have so many different subgenres mixed into our music. You have to listen to the whole album to really grasp what we are. But people don't do that nowadays. So sometimes it's hard for us to find a place for us to fit in, or on a bill, on a show and everything. Sometimes it's hard for us because people are like, what are you doing? What are you guys? That's what I like about it. We go everywhere and we can reach so many different types of people. I know my mother, that doesn't listen that much metal, really likes what we do. So we can reach pretty much anyone that takes the time to listen to what we do, I think.
Yeah, and you know, that's why I say you're like a throwback, because it's funny, you're talking about playing with bands. So back in the 80s, and I was in L.A., and the whole L.A. metal scene was exactly that, mismatched bands, because, like, I was totally into thrash metal when it wasn't even a term, you know, and I was seeing Slayer and Metallica in the very beginning in L.A., and they had nobody really to play with, because then you had the Motley Crues, the Great Whites, the Rats, and the Poisons, and the Stripers. So, I mean, I even went to one show, I still laugh to this day, where Striper opened up for Slayer.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like those shows.
Yeah, right? And I remember being, I don't know, whatever I was, 15 years old or something, and I'm like, even then I was like, what was this promoter thinking? You know? And but see, you could do it back then. That's why I call you a throwback, because you would fit right in. You could have played with anybody in LA, you know, and that's kind of how it was. And I think it's cool that you're bringing that to the forefront now, because music is music, and let people experience all different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. I listen to anything and everything, so I don't mind about mismatched bands or anything. I'm just like enjoying it. Oh, okay, you're going to from technical brutal death metal to like classical goth metal. Like, okay, let's go. I'm down. I like it.
And that's what makes you a great artist, because I think a true artist doesn't have to be in a box.
Yeah, and I think it's important for artists not to be in a box. I think it can only help you to open your eyes to all the different genres that exist, whatever you're doing, whether it's a visual artist, a musician, anything. Trying different styles, playing different styles can only help you as a musician or as an artist, I think. And that's what I'm aiming for. So yes, I listen to everything because I like it, but I try to play everything as well because I enjoy it and because I think it makes me a better musician. That same way I play so many different instruments just because I enjoy it, but I think it makes me a better artist as well.
Well, yeah, as an artist, you have to explore your creativity and grow your creativity. Otherwise, I think that's how artists get stifled if, you know, they're creative, but they can't explore that creativity because they have to only stick to one specific formula.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not good for anybody.
No, not at all. So how do our listeners connect with you on social media, get your music, check out the new video, all that good stuff?
We're on pretty much all the social medias that you can think of. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We have our Bandcamp. Mostly you can buy your music through Bandcamp. We do everything ourselves, so be sure that everything you buy on Bandcamp is really ours. So we're also on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, really name it, we're there. So we're pretty easy to find on social medias.
And if there was something else you wanted to let the listeners know that we haven't covered already that you wanted to know about your band, what would it be?
Well, the only thing I'm thinking right now is that we're currently writing our third album. We're close to the end of the writing process, so we should be having something soon, I think. So we cannot wait to do this. That's pretty much it for the moment, I would say.
All right, well, good stuff. Everybody make sure to check out Kraken. I mean, this video is gonna blow you away, and you know, thank you for giving us such great music during a time that we probably need it most.
Yes, and thank you for receiving me to your radio station. It's really appreciated. I really like it.
Well, and you're welcome anytime, because you are definitely an amazing artist, and I can't wait to hear a lot more from you and see you in person, too, when we can finally get back to that.
It would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.